out.
No, exactly. Go to theraces.com.au and make sure you do it ASAP to get some of those discount prices. As you say in the classics, Brett.
Good luck to all the punters, Ben.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing present Racing HQ, the best start to every race day. Here comes the sun. Interviews, previews, and the latest tab markets make Racing HQ required listening as one of Sydney's biggest spring carnivals gets ready to launch. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by Tab.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Yes, good morning for those 7 o'clockers. Welcome to Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're off to Rose Hill today, and the good news is that we've only had limited rain, considering some parts around Sydney and the Central Coast have received three figures of rain. Wyong getting 110 mil in the last 24 hours or so. Rose Hill received 8 mil in the last 24 hours, three of that overnight. Right now, it's pretty clear. There is cloud around, but there's also dabs of blue skies, which is a real good positive. Let's hope that's the case for the rest of the day. They've marked it a heavy 9. James McDonald rode on it this morning, and he was saying to Sean Patterson, it's a 9. So a 9 where it starts. 6.2 is the penetrometer. We'll go through the current scratchings for you in a moment with the rail at 3 metres. Hawkesbury, a soft 7. Eagle Farm, a good 4. Caulfield is a good 4 for New Zealand Bloodstock Memsie Stakes Day. Ron Duppas, he's here with us as he is right through this exciting period coming up. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Not hard to get out of bed at this time of year with so many great horses or up-and-coming horses around us. And, well, at least we're not going to get too much rain throughout the day, which makes it a bit easier. We know what we're working with. I think we've known what we're working with for since acceptances, really. It's a heavy 9, and that's what we'll be looking for. A few of these scratchings are just messing with the shape of these races. A couple of those really fast races, a little bit of guts is coming out of them as far as the maps are concerned, but we'll monitor that as the scratchings unfold.
All right, well, let's go through them. I'll bring our audience right up to date. So right now we're sitting at 21 earlies, a heavy 9, as we told you. So the current scratchings, race 1, number 5, Lady Demi, just coming out, number 6, So It Is, 12, Mixed Regress, and 14, Defy, is just come out as well. So 5, 6, 12, and 14 out of the first. Race 2, number 1, Rietis, 4, Zalate, and 6, See Me Exceed, 1, 4, and 6. Race 3, number 4, Denawi, 6, Mapmaker, and 12, Bass, 4, 6, and 12. Race 4, number 1, Love Silly, and 13, Island Missile, 1 and 13. The Sky Racing Active San Domenico take out 1, Yes, 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 and 2, Dubious, 1 and 2. Races 6 and 7 at the moment are clear. Race 8, number 12, for Seeker, and 17, Condor, 12 and 17. And race 9, number 4, Sheriff, 7, Bombarding, 10, November Man, 11, Superstar Bob, and 15, Ever So Natural. 4, 7, 10, 11, and 15. So they are the current 21, Ron. A lot of trainers have been waiting to see just how conditions were going to be like before they make their decisions this morning.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a long morning as far as, you know, the trainers will be probably liaising with their owners between now and 7:30 and weighing up options, how hard a run these horses are going to have first up, some of them. But, yeah, let's hope we survive most of it.
Yeah, one of the key ones, of course, is Exceedance from Hawks Racing, whether they go around on this track first up. We know that Yes, Yes, Yes and Dubious have both come out. Dubious lining up at Caulfield. And Ron, we'll keep an eye on these. Obviously, decisions made by Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, because I've just seen that Master Ash has come out of the last race, 9, number 3, and Adrian is joining us. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
Just looking at you've waited and just seen, you know, what track conditions are like with the Ash?
Yeah, look, we sort of had an indication going in that it was probably not going to be his weekend. He's form He has struggled on the heavy conditions. So, look, there's a nice race for him next Saturday, and hopefully it can clear up throughout the week for him, because he's going great, and it just would have been such a shame for him to return on a heavy track and probably lose that confidence again. It's taken a while to build up with him.
Adrian, you've had a flying start to the season. I think 8 city wins from 31 runners for the month. It must be satisfying.
Yeah, no, hugely satisfying. I've got a lot of young horses that are got a lot of potential to progress nicely through their grades, and we've put some great foundations into the horses throughout the winter. That the team worked really hard, and hopefully we're sort of seeing all that come to fruition now, and can have a bit of luck with them over the carnival.
Mm. Yeah, you start with Wimlar in race two. Well, she's got good wet form, a very fit racehorse.
Yeah, I think that's the key for her going into today. I was disappointed with her run there last start, but I think she may have just felt the firm track on that day. So definitely getting back to the wet conditions, I think, is key for her today. Prior to that, her form had been quite consistent and she'd been racing very well. So she hasn't shown any indications that she's trained off. She looks great and right up to the mark. So a fit horse going back to the track, she's performed at well. I think it looks a nice race for her.
Could she race closer at 1,500?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Just last start, she probably got a bit too far back than we would have liked. Naturally stepping up in trip, she should be able to have to find that more forward position.
Ula Saba, race four, well, racing consistently, this horse.
Yeah, he's thriving on his racing at the moment. I know he's had a fair bit of racing as well. But look, it was a strong win there last start. Get the indication that he should handle the conditions, and another one that's just a very, very fit horse and going in with a lot of confidence.
Wolf, we know what sort of a record he's got. Obviously, you find out today what his wet track ability is.
Yeah, that's the only unknown for us. I feel it's the he's capable of taking that next step once again. He looks to have improved out of the run and in his work. So I guess the big question mark for us is the conditions. He's trialled reasonably well on the heavy, but unknown under the racetrack conditions for us. We'll have to see how it pans out for him today, but the horse is in excellent shape.
Just listening to a few interviews with Timmy, he says he doesn't give you a good lead on the track. He's just a laid-back customer.
Yeah, he can be a bit difficult to get a line on, but he's Tim's getting to know him well now, and he was most impressed with him on Tuesday.
Race 8, Mr. Songman, was very good first up, and, well, you would expect him to improve off it.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent first up. Over an unsuitable trip, the 1,200 is probably still short of his best. I think he enjoys a little bit of the sting out of the ground, so I don't think that'll worry him today. Just looking forward to him getting up to the 1,400 and the mile later in his campaign. That's sort of where he's going to be best placed, but it's a strong race today, but really happy with him going into the run. I think it's an excellent chance for us.
Any reports with Chess Star, first up race two, one of Flemington Jump Out?
Yeah, he obviously was brilliant first up last campaign, and then he just has struggled when he went up to Queensland. He pulled up with a knee chip at the end of that campaign, so he's had that removed, and hopefully that will help him. Sort of the reason for his poor performance there, which tailed off the campaign. So first up fresh, he's in great shape, and looks a nice race for him.
How's the babies ticking along towards the 2-year-old trials?
Yeah, just starting to ramp up the work on a few of those now, so I'm excited by some of the young ones coming through. Always an interesting time of year for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, beauty. Good luck with them today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott there and Gabe Waterhouse with their runners today. Now, Ron Dubious has been taken out of Caulfield on vets. Now, I just got a text from Shane McGrath there from the crew at Aquas, who are in the ownership, and reminded me, Kiramar did mention it when I spoke to him on Thursday, the horse is recovering from a foot abscess and they simply didn't want to take any chances with a long preparation ahead. So Dubious scratch now, not only from the San Domenico, but from the McNeil Stakes at Caulfield, race 5. Number one. A couple of extras this last race run. It's often the last race, isn't it, Ron, that suffers?
It certainly is. It's going to fall apart maybe a bit more too, because I think there's a couple of other queries on wet tracks. Blur Roach is a question mark of running. And from what I was hearing earlier in the week, I thought maybe even Catch Me was a query of running in the San Domenico.
Okay, well, we're waiting for that news. In regard to extras, race 1, number 19, Jallies, has just come out. race one, number 19. Then go all the way to the last. In race nine, the extras are one, Legend of Condor's just come out. We mentioned number three, Master Ash. It's just come out. Number six, What Could Be has come out. And they are the extras in the last. So what have we got? 3, 6, 8 scratchings in the last as it sits right now. So we're keeping an eye on the extras. 25 is where we sit right now for the program. Well, Ron, one of the most interesting horses today running at Rose Hill is clearly this one called Heart of Grace. It's bred out of Japan. It's raced in Europe. It's now being trained out of, a gentleman from Perth, and it's resuming in Sydney. So it's got a special tail, and one of the part owners is Johnny Silvestro, and he joins us. Morning to you, Johnny.
How are you going? Happy to be here.
Very well, mate. Yeah, it's Andrew Bensley, mate, and Ron Duffersey will be the other voice. This is an intriguing story, mate.
Yeah, it's a funny one. We've had I've seen mixed reviews on the internet, but looking forward to the race today.
What's her history, Johnny?
Oh, so there's a bit of a background to it. So to give you an idea, so pretty much it all started back in 2015. My father and my brother flew over to Japan actually to pretty much buy two fillies for breeding purposes. So they've flown over to the northern farm there during the sales, and they've picked up obviously Heart of Grace, Heart to Cry filly.
Yep.
And I suppose the plan was to have it run a couple of times over in Europe, which she did, and then bring it straight to the barn for breeding. But I guess after seeing a lot of imports come over from Japan and Europe and perform well in the staying races in Australia, we have decided, why don't we bring Heart of Grace on the back of a couple of recent runs in Europe. She ran in a couple of runs in England and then a listed race in France. So we thought, how about we bring her over in Australia and give her a crack here?
Okay, so she's not an old mare, she's only a 5-year-old, so I suppose she's still got a bit of youth on her side.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So I suppose she's still in the gap there, but she can perform pretty well.
You haven't put your head in your pockets today, have you? It's 33-1 into favourite.
Yeah, I've seen that. I guess it's the punter's pick, but we have a big following down in back in Western Australia, so I suppose a lot of the family and a lot of our friends have all got on. They've put their $200-$300 on it. It has come down to quite a short favourite, yeah.
Okay, and you've got has the family got an association with Frank, Frank Pangello? He's only got a couple of horses. Well, he's only got one now.
Yeah. Frank is he's a long-time family friend, so I guess obviously bringing Heart of Grace from Europe, we had to bring her to an Australian trainer, and obviously we don't know many Australian trainers, so I suppose we thought, why don't we bring her to someone we know rather than someone we don't know? So we brought her to Frank just to give him a crack here at Rose Hill as well.
And the family's been, into breeding for a long time or just getting into it?
Nah, just sort of getting into it, to be quite honest with you. The plan was to breed Heart of Grace, but obviously she had a couple of runs. We actually bought two fillies. So one filly is still in Europe, and the plan is to breed her.
Yep.
But Heart of Grace performs quite better than the other filly. So we thought, why don't we just bring her down and have her a go here in the spring carnival.
Okay, what's Frank telling you about her chances today?
Yeah, look, Frank's, all up, she's looking good. Can't complain. But I suppose, obviously, today being her first up in Australia, it's over 2,000 metres, and it's quite a heavy track today. So I suppose, I'm confident she will do well.
Yep.
But if she wins, I'll be very pleased with that.
I'm sure she will be, and I'm sure it'll be a great story if she can get home.
Yeah, it'll be great, yeah. So I guess everyone back home is watching it. I'm here in Sydney.
And Johnny, tell us about Frank. He's basically given up the horses he was training in Perth to train this horse solo, is that right?
Mate, yeah, that's right. So pretty much he was obviously grew up in Canberra and that. He's come to Perth. We've been very close with him since he's been in Perth, family friends. And I suppose, obviously, once we presented him with Heart of Grace, he was happy to, take a step back from more than horses in Perth. Actually, relocate himself here in Sydney. So he's in Rose Hill and he's looking after Heart of Grace full time, day in, day out. So he's a champion and he's pretty much prepared her for this whole upcoming event today.
Beautiful story.
We've obviously seen the horse trial. It's a terrific story, and as I said at the start, an intriguing one. Has the horse got a pattern? Does it race forward? Does it race back? Anything like that you can help our listeners?
Obviously, she's never run in Australia, so I'm not too sure where she'll go first up here. But based on her last two trials, she actually sat back and sat forward. So it's two different patterns. I guess we're leaving it to race day today to see where she jumps. But most likely, look, I'm thinking she will sit maybe one back on the rail through the race. But it just all depends today how she's feeling and how she jumps out of the gates.
How'd you wake up this morning? Are you excited?
Mate, yeah, we're all excited. I just spoke to my old man back in Perth. It's 4 a.m, man. It's 7 here. Like, he's already up and he's ready to go. So everyone's going to be watching today. And we're really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Is your father coming across or watching from the races?
No, my father's actually watching from Perth, and I'm here in Sydney today just representing that heart of grace. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
We wish you the very best. You've obviously, the whole family's put a lot of energy into getting this horse and another one, and we just hope it runs well for all the effort you've put into it.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'm sure she'll do good. I'm confident on that. And just looking to see how she goes first up and obviously take race by race, and we'll see how it goes.
Understand. Good on you, Johnny. Thanks for joining us. Wish you all the very best today.
Great. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Good on you. Bye-bye. Johnny Silvestro, one of the part owners of Heart of Grace. The old man's already up, Duff. 4:15 when he rang in.
Johnny probably rang. I'm going on the radio. You better listen.
It is intriguing. Tell us about your thoughts on the horse, Duff.
Look, I don't know. I just don't know. I've got no thoughts. She looked a real stayer in the trials. I don't know whether I can sustain the 33-1 into $4.40. I think once we get to jump time, she'll be back out to $8 or $9. But if she continues to firm, it could be one of the biggest goes we've ever seen here in Sydney for a while. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting when we get Glenn Munsey on later, just how the money flow has been.
$3.90 I'm looking at now.
Yeah, $3.90 is where we are with Humboldt Current at $5.50. These are prices. There's couple of scratchings which are already out of that market. So $3.90 is where it sits right now. Anyway, we'll talk to Glenn Munsey about Heart of Grace a little while later. A couple of extras have jumped in here, Duff, haven't they? I reckon.
Yeah, the Snowden horses. They've got the horse I just said, Blur Roach, has come out. Petrology's come out of race 8 and Bull Market. Yeah. Bull Market.
Yeah, so race 3, number 8. Race 8, number 4, and race 9, number 5, Blur Roach, which was one of Tony Brazel's trial fancies, have all come out this morning. So we're sitting at 28. No extra scratchings in the San Domenico. Yes, and Dubious are the two at the moment. Let's go and have a chat now with Joe Cleary down at Queanbeyan. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Hoss. Good morning, Ronnie. How are you, boys?
G'day, Joe.
Good morning. A bit cool for track work this morning, mate.
No, that hasn't been too bad. We've had a pretty mild winter, to be honest, Hoss. We've had three or four real blasting days. It's been a pretty mild winter for our standards, but sort of put up with it, I guess, mate. That's the way it is.
Up Trumps was a good result during the week.
Yeah, just so happy for Sammy Shires and his family, Ronnie. We persevered and tried to get that Metropolitan win on the board for him. And now it obviously puts him in Kosciuszko in contention. You take the top three out of the market in the Kosciuszko, I think it's a very, very open field, and he's ticking all the right boxes to gain a ticket.
Yeah, and what do you do with him next?
He won't race till the 18th of September at Warwick Farm. He'll have to Warwick Farm for another benchmark 70. By then, the tickets are drawn. Hopefully, we've gained the slot by then, and I'll probably put young Chris Williams on and pull the three off, and then give him the month in between runs into the Kosciuszko.
Beauty. Well, we'll look forward to that. Talk to us about this filly today, Girls Are Ready. She had a decent break after Flemington there. How is she today?
Eagle Farm.
Eagle Farm.
Yeah, I spelled her in Queensland, Ronnie. And obviously, I did back her up after the Aquas Jewel into that race at Eagle Farm, which is the race she should have won. It was for a little bit of pilot error with Jay Guthrie Chester, but yeah, you can't throw stones. But she spelled in Queensland, had a bit of time on the water walker, got her home. She's had a really good base. She had a nice trial behind concrete, and her run the other day was perfect. It was only the 1,080 on the synthetic. Obviously, I'm not a fan of synthetic racing, but I had to start her somewhere. She drew barrier 20 in the highway up there last Saturday, and I'm happy to back her up, mate. She's done everything right for the week.
Okay, so it is a pretty quick backup for after a first-up run, but you're happy with her?
Yes, well, obviously on the Friday afternoon I got her home, mate, and chucked her in the little paddock and she was doing cartwheels and then had a look at the forecast and like she said to my wife, I said, I'm going to pop in a norm. I said, looks like the rain's coming in Sydney and Brody Lloyd came and galloped her on Wednesday morning and he just basically said she'll be a Sydney steer job, so let's hope he's right.
Yeah, obviously she's got that wet credentials with two decent heavy track wins in town.
Yeah, exactly. And one of them victories was she beat Sebricate, and Sebricate's gone on to bigger and better things. And then obviously she went to Queensland, and the day of the Aquas Duel, they shouldn't have raced. The track was a disgrace. But the two runs in Sydney on the heavy tracks, she put them away and put them away easy, mate. So we're looking forward to the afternoon and having a stick with Jess.
Where do you see her settling in the run today?
I want to be a pair closer, to be honest, Ronnie. I'm not quite sure how many scratchings there are because I've been under the pump down here this morning, but I might need to be a couple of pairs closer, maybe 6th or 7th, but I will leave it up to Jess. She rides it so well and she knows the horse so well, but I don't want to be back with the cap catchers. There's going to be a fair bit of kickback, even though we'll be race one. There'll be a fair bit of kickback today, but I just think it's a pretty shallow highway. We're in a class two, and just on paper, it's a perfect race for her.
Beautiful, beautiful. She looks good odds too, doesn't she?
She was good odds, Ronnie.
Yeah, she was good odds.
the price is gone. What are you looking? I mean, the tickets for the $5, for the draw, they close in 8 days' time, and then the draw's on the morning of the 10th. Here's your time to promote. What have you got? Girls Are Ready and what else?
Okay, so we'll have Girls Are Ready, which would be a question mark, because I'd rather run her in the original Allen on Everest Day, so list the race of 3 hours.
Right.
And some black tie. But if she happens to go in the slot, fair enough. Obviously, Concrete. He races next Friday at Canberra Benchmark 70 Federal. I was actually happy with his run first up after winning four in a row. And he will race basically 3 days before the tickets are drawn. Up Trumps has come out and won. So the time is a lot better this year, Hoss, because last year we found out a little bit too late, where this time in we've been able to spell him, get him back, and obviously you see the way Maddie's doing things with Fellsworth and Jenny with Victorum. We've been able to program around it. So you haven't peak on that day. It's a fantastic concept, and I'm really looking forward to it. And with Father's Day tomorrow, I think I'll get Franco some Kosciuszko tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, go and buy him some $5 tickets, and who knows, he might pluck it out and you'll do a deal. Your old man will do a hard deal with you, though, wouldn't he?
Never ends, Hoss, I can guarantee. He comes up on the hill and gets me a horse every morning, I can guarantee.
No, that's all right. Hey, you look over your fence and you see Noble Boy. I think he's going to Canberra for a gallop on Friday.
Yeah, led to believe he's barrier trial on Friday. Toddy's sort of gone out on his own now. His number's increased after obviously the success of Noble Boy, so he's out on his own. He no longer works for me. But he's placing him pretty well. He's having two trials into it, and he'd be given straight into the race, you'd think, mate.
Yeah, you would think so. All right, Jay, well, good luck with Girls Are Ready in race one today.
Thanks a lot, boys. See you soon. Bye.
Good on you. There we go. The latest on Girls Are Ready, and of course he scratched Bart out of the third couple of days ago. $5 tickets, as I say, they close for the Kosciuszko tomorrow week, very close to midnight. We'll basically say midnight on September 8th. So be a part of it. Get those syndicates together. Maybe today when you drop into your local tab, as you would on a Saturday, or via the tab app, the $5 tickets. And Ron, there are so many tickets. It's well in front of where we were last year. People are much more aware of it, obviously, in the second year. But it's going to be an interesting from September 8th through until that draw on September 10, there'll be a few sweaty palms.
Yeah, there certainly will be. It's a good concept. Interesting what Joe just said there. He'll go and buy Frank a few Kosciuszko tickets for Father's Day. I read someone on Twitter the other day, if you live in New South Wales and your old man's got everything bar a good horse, go and buy some Kosciuszko tickets, not lottery tickets. So there might be a method in the madness there.
Yeah, no, exactly. But make sure you do it by tomorrow week. Tomorrow week is the cutoff, September 8, close to midnight. By the way, and we're going to talk with Chris Waller after 7.30, but Nature Strip was going to have a gallop today after the first up, but they've called it off, I would say, down to the heavy track. He is one of those horses expected to line up next week in that Concord with Red Zell, Sunlight, Jonko, Zoo Style, and a few others. It's going to be a beauty this time next week.
Oh, boy. Some of these sprinters around now that probably jockeying for those last couple of positions in the Everest are going to add a lot of interest, and obviously these 3-year olds, and it's just going to be great racing every week, Andrew.
It will be for sure. We've got one extra scratching that has just appeared. All Too Royal has been scratched. Race 8. Number 1, All Too Royal, has just come out from the Mar Eustace stable. I don't think they wanted to run on a heavy track, but we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes before those scratchings will go interim. Over from New Zealand is Andrew Forsman with Murray Baker. They've got two lining up in the Ming Dynasty today. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate. I know you're over here. Well, the last time I spoke to you, you were coming. To your eye, how are the two horses?
Yeah, they've done really well. They've obviously been here just under a week. And for young and experienced horses, they've settled in really well.
Just looking on the website at their trials, they seem sluggish trialers, Andrew.
Yeah, they've both been pretty ordinary, to be fair. Probably Rhaegar a little bit more forward than Quick Thinker. They were on pretty average tracks, to be fair. I don't think Quick Thinker seemed to appreciate them. Hard to know how those tracks compare with what we'll strike today, but to be fair to them, their best form is on good ground.
Yeah. You're thinking they're more the staying types?
Yeah, that's why we've bought them, to target something like a Spring Champion Stakes. And look, today is very much a starting point. They have to have a run, and we'd just be rapt to see them hitting the line and, you know, measuring up somewhere in sort of the first half of the field, ideally.
With Rhaegar, was it the blinkers on him last time when he won? Is that what turned his form around?
Yeah, he's a very raw, big, sort of rangy sort of horse, and he went to New Plymouth on a very heavy track. It was a bottomless bog, and he just couldn't get going, but raced very greenly. We trialled him in blinkers and then raced him. We trialled him on Monday, raced him the following Saturday, and switched him right on. But, yeah, again, he's still a horse that's finding his way, and it's going to be tough for them to measure up straight into this class of horse, I suppose. So,
are we reading this right that whatever they're probably you're not expecting them to win today, but they look for a big improvement moving into their next runs?
Yeah, absolutely. A win would be a massive bonus, and I think we'd be kidding ourselves if we were going there expecting to win, but just want to see them measure up and, you know, knowing that we've got hopefully bigger goals ahead of us.
Murray's used this race, the Ming Dynasty, in the past. I think he won the Champagne with Lion Tamer, and he went on to win the Ming Dynasty in the Derby. So there's a bit of a pattern there.
Yeah, that's right. He rode Lion Tamer, I think it was at Randwick that day when he won, and that was a heavy track as well. So, look, it's obviously a good race to kick off, and there weren't many options for us at home for these guys, so we've just had to get them over here a bit early and get them going.
Okay, and you've got a couple going into Melbourne as well?
Yeah, we've got 3 fly out early tomorrow morning. They'll head over, so hopefully they settle in well there. We've got a maiden long jack, he could kick off next Friday. The Chosen One, he'll ideally kick off in the Dato, and Madison County, he'll kick off probably late September.
Beautiful.
Okay. And back home today, it's the Group 1 Tarzino Trophy at Hastings. I know you haven't got a runner there, mate, but is there anything our listeners and viewers can follow at Hastings?
One of the earlier races, I think, might be race 2 or 3 even. It's the maiden 1200. Holy Mongol Emperor. He's a 3-year-old colt by More Than Ready, and I think he's got a fair bit of ability and should be a good each-way chance.
Okay, as I go searching for it. So it's 1,200-metre race, is it?
Yeah, it's a special condition maiden 1,200.
Okay, there it is. Race 4. Race 4, number 15, is where we're looking at Hastings at 11:25 this morning. Race 4, number 15. Andrew, good luck with those today and going forth.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
Good. Good on you. Andrew Forsman and Murray Baker with the two runners in the Ming Dynasty. We're about to go to our break, but just before we do, a couple of extras have popped in here. Way up in the sky, Ron, has come out of the last race 9, number 14. So might have been a chat with connections there that have has just seen it come out.
Yeah, it's decimated.
Race
now.
9.
It's decimated.
Yeah, what have we got?
It's
3, 6, 9, 10 scratchings, I think, out of the last. So race 9, number 14, way up in the sky. And back in race 8, number 15, Marillo came out. Race 8, number 15. It's just gone 7.30. We'll wait for them to go in from, but just the two scratchings at this stage in the San Domenico appearing, yes, 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 and dubious. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next couple of minutes, and maybe after the break we'll have them going in from, but we'll stand by for that. But at the moment it's a heavy 9 at Rose Hill. Weather not too bad out there this morning with a Peno of 6.2. More interviews to come here on Racing HQ, setting up your Saturday for San Domenico Stakes Day at Rose Hill.
Ribchester, the European champion miler twice and four-time Group 1 winner, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time. Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj, with record-breaking form at a mile. Free of Danehill and Danzig blood, a great outcross for the many Danehill line mares in this country. Mares by Exceed and Excel, Snitzel, Not a Single Doubt, and many others. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Lano, what's some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the right side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Champion Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have a filly with fabulous looks by Lonro. Champion 3-year-old, champion miler, horse of the year and champion sire with 83 stakes winners. From Mona Leisha, a city-winning 2-year-old, our filly is a half-sister to 4 winners, including Group 3 place Billy the Kid. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this lovely Lonro filly at $12,925 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're just waiting for these scratchings to go interim for the program. We're sitting on 32. There must have been another one that's popped into the system. A Super Tycoon, race 8, number 13. But they haven't gone in from at this stage. So as soon as they do, we'll bring them to you on a heavy 9 out at Rose Hill. Ron, it's always the last that gets affected, and it's certainly been knocked around. You would have had to have basically put a new set of numbers forth, wouldn't you?
Well, I was tipping way up in the sky, and the other three horses I tipped actually survived the cut there. So,
okay, righto.
It's been a bit of a shuffle this morning. Understandably so. They should be, although it's about time the rides are all just about freeze now, I would have thought.
Well, it's slowing down, Ron. It's slowing down.
Put some kerosene in it.
Yeah, no, it's just starting to circle and circle and circle. it's gone to 7.34. So as soon as it clicks and goes interim, we'll go through the whole lot of them. As I say, it sits on about 32. Ron, obviously we had the tragedy yesterday around the Victorian jockey Michaela Claridge, and our condolences from all concerned in racing go to the family of Michaela. in what I understand to be just one of those freak things. They were riding a couple of horses. They weren't riding in serious work. They were out one of the back tracks at Cranbourne. Something as obviously in tragedy has occurred, and Michaela has tragically lost her life. So from everybody, we're certainly thinking of people around Cranbourne that would have been affected by this, and particularly Michaela's family. In saying all that, tonight at Dubbo, Ron, there is a big function out there for Michael Hackett and his family. Michael suffered injuries in a picnic fall earlier this year at Tomingley, and tonight, there's a big function at the Western Star Hotel at Dubbo. It kicks off at around 6:30. They've got around 30 auction items to go through, and the best in the business will be out there doing that for them. Our very own Sean Cosgrove and lots of other people are going to be there talking, and Tim Moses, but Sean's there leading the charge. So for anybody in the area that would like to support the Michael Hackett family, it's the Western Star Hotel tonight at Dubbo Duff, and it kicks off at 6:30.
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone's going to get behind that with Michael Hackett, and that was so distressing. Even just reading some of the stories about Michaela yesterday and some of the pictures, and she'd just been married and earlier this year, and it's just a horrible story.
It's terrible.
I found it hard to read a few of the stories because it was just so heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to the same. I actually stopped, Ron. It's just terrible. Tragic. We're just waiting for those scratchings, but Matt Smith does join us. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning.
Matt, you've decided to run these two. Sweet Thomas, a new horse for you, and Grey Lion. Did you toss it around whether you'd come on a heavy nine first up?
Yeah, we did. It's not ideal, that's for sure. But look, they've got a preparation mapped out for them, so we need to go around today. Otherwise, it puts us on the wrong leg. So we're going to run today, and we'll see what happens.
You've given Grey Lion a nice little grounding since Queensland. He still seems sharp enough, and his trials have been up to his usual scratch with you.
You know, he has been good, actually, and he had a little freshen up, and he's come back with plenty of zest for the game, and he's been keen in his work, and, you know, I can't fault him.
What's your plans for him? What's his target spring, or just poke him along in all the usual races?
Oh, look, Metropolitan, he's probably main aim, I'd say, definitely. And then from there, we'll see what happens after that point in time.
Okay, but forward enough for the 1900 today?
I think so. It's not ideal, obviously, striking a heavy track. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. But look, he's got a good foundation in him. I think he'll run very well. But he'll obviously be better second up once he gets a run under his belt.
This other horse is interesting, Sweet Thomas. I know he's an 8-year-old German import who's pretty well, you know, he's had a career already with 37 starts. But he looks like he's wanted to be there in the trials.
Yeah, he's interesting because he was quite sharp right from the word go. A lot of the imported horses take a little bit of getting the hang of these sort of sharper trials. But he, right from the word go, he trialled really, really well. And he's won over 2,000. He's won over 2,800. He's quite versatile. He's won on a heavy track. Not sure that he struck that track first up, though, so a bit different for him. But he's got a nice foundation of fitness in him, and he goes to the race in good form. So just be a matter of if he can handle the conditions, I think.
Okay. All right, so they're there to run well without being supremely confident by the sound of things.
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Grey Lion, he's a big horse. He generally takes a run or two to get fit. So, he's going really well, but expect him to be better after the run. And Sweet Thomas, I think, will be better over further. But again, he's got a nice foundation in him, and no reason why he won't run well too.
Beauty. Good luck today, Matt. Okay.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Matt Smith out there with his two runners today. He's such an honest horse. You fully respect what Matt's saying there, Grey Lion. He does need the run or two, but geez, he's matured into a really good horse, hasn't he?
Well, he has. You know, he's got more speed in his legs than I can ever remember, and all his runs for Matt have been great. I can't let him go round at the big odds today, personally, even though they don't seem to be oozing with confidence. I thought both those horses could easily surprise.
Now, Ron, the scratchings haven't gone to interim, and I'm noting here that the looks like the Waller scratchings have come into the system. So in race six, number one, Chereau, and six, Girl Tuesday are out. 1 and 6 out of the sixth. And Maddie Rocks has come out of race seven. Race seven, number six, Maddie Rocks. So they haven't clicked to interim. We're sitting now. They have gone to interim, Duff, so I'll go through them. 37 interim scratchings on a heavy nine, penetrometer 6.2 and the rails at 3 metres. Race one, 5 Lady Demi, 6 So It Is, 12 Mixed Regret, 14 Defy and 19 Jellies. 5, 6, 12, 14 and 19. Race two, number one, Re-Edit, 4 Zelate, 6 See Me Exceed, and just coming out, number 11, Waking Moment. So 1, 4, 6 and 11 out of race 2. Race 3, number 4, Denawi, 6 Mapmaker, 8 Bull Market and 12 Bart, 4, 6, 8 and 12. The 4th, number 1, Love Silly and 13 Island Missile, 1 and 13. Race 5, the Sky Racing Active San Domenico. The two scratchings, 1, Yes, 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 and 2, Dubious, 1 and 2. Race 6, number 1, Chereau and 6, Girl Tuesday are out, 1 and 6. Race 7, number 6, Maddie Rocks has just come out, number 6. Race 8, number 1, All Too Royal, 4, Petrology, 8, Hort Brian Herr, 12, Forsaker, 13, Super Tycoon, 15, Murillo, and 17, Condor. So now the scratchings in race 8 are 1, 4, 8, 12, 13, 15, and 17. And race 9, number 1, Legend of Condor, 3, Master Ash, 4, Sheriff, 5, Blur Roach, 6, What Could Be, 7, Bombarding, 10, November Man, 11, Superstar Bob, 14, Way Up in the Sky, and 15, Ever So Natural. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 14, and 15. So they are the interims, Ron, with the scratchings of the Waller stable certainly changing a couple of those races late.
My word, a couple of important scratchings there. Maddie Rocks was his favourite. I think we were expecting 50-50 with Girl Tuesday. The Hort Brian Herr, the very much in form mare, is obviously another day for her as well, and Waking Moment. But yeah, I thought she had a bit of wet form, but might be other options for her as well. But yep, we know where we are now. It's cut right back.
All right, so a heavy nine. The weather out at Rose Hill, there's certainly a fair bit of cloud around, but there's a little bit of clear sky as well. So the radar picture at the moment looks to be that the showers are going upwards rather than inwards. So we'll just monitor that over the next few hours. They're still predicting a shower or two through the morning into the afternoon. But looking at it, it's overcast, but certainly no showers have fallen there for a little while. We are going to Chris Waller in around 5 minutes, we're being told. Around 5 minutes. Now, what am I going to do here? I'm thinking, I can't do the scratchings because they haven't gone final. Ron, we're thinking on the line here. Is there anyone else you want to talk to briefly?
Is there anyone left? Is there actually anyone left? Those scratchings are interim.
Yeah, we've done them, but all the others, they're not final, so I can't, we might be able to read them in about 2 minutes. Guys, what we might do is take a break. If we can line up a 2 minute break here, what we'll do once we come back from this break, we will hopefully have many of our meetings as final, and then we should be able to read them out and then go to Chris Waller. So we'll take a break here on Racing HQ. Hopefully in 2 minutes, we'll be able to give you all of the scratchings as they sit.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people that would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful three-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. Tab, long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Lano, what's some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the right side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Champagne Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're going to talk to Chris Waller at the end of the scratchings about all of his runners today. Now, it's just nearly 7:47 and we're awaiting some meetings to go into the final situation for the scratchings. So these scratchings might be a little bit not in the normal order that I would give them to you, simply because as soon as they'll appear final, I will read them out. So we're going to start with Grafton. Grafton has gone final. It's fine and a good for the rail at 2 metres. They had 2 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. So Grafton, races 1-4 are clear. Race 5, number 1, Tiamo, and 10, Norma's Joy, 1 and 10. And race 6, number 4, Epathy, race 6, number 4. So just three scratchings at Grafton for that TAB program today. Let's check some other meetings around New South Wales. Hawkesbury still sit interim. And Rose Hill, let's check Rose Hill and see whether they've gone into the final situation. Yes, they have. So here are the final scratchings for Rose Hill. Overcast and a heavy 9, penetrometer 6.2. Race 1, number 5, Lady Demi, 6, So It Is, 12, Mixed Regret, 14, Defy, and 19, Jellies. Race 2, number 1, Re-Edit, 4, Zelate, 6, See Me Exceed, and 11, Waking Moment. Race 3, number 4, Danawi, 6, Mapmaker, 8, Bull Market, and 12, Bart. Race 4 at Rose Hill, number 1, Love Silly, and 13, Island Missile. Race 5, the Sky Racing Active San Domenico, take out 1, Yes, 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 and 2, Dubious, 1 and 2. Race 6, 1, Chereau, and 6, Girl Tuesday, 1 and 6. Race 7, number 6, Maddie Rocks, number 6. Race 8, 1 or 2 Royal, 4 Petrology, 8 Hort Brian Herr, 12 for Seeker, 13 Super Tycoon, 15 Marillo, and 17 Condor. And race 9, number 1 Legend of Condor, 3 Master Ash, 4 Sheriff, 5 Blur Roach, 6 What Could Be, 7 Bombarding, 10 November Man, 11 Superstar Bob, 14, Way Up in the Sky, and 15, Ever So Natural. They're the final scratchings for Rose Hill on a heavy 9. Now, Hawkesbury, we're on a soft 7 there. The weather overcast and a penetrometer of 5.27. Race 1, number 2, Dummy Run, 3, Extraordinary, 12, War Baron, and 14, Stick Me Up. Race 2, number 5, Pahang, 7, Hostage of War, 9, Disco Diva, 12, Nahab, and 16, November Morning. The third is clear. Hawkesbury Race 4, number 5, Living Doll, and 6, As Canny As, 5 and 6. Race 5, number 1, 3, Ood, 3, Bright Rubik, 4, Cecile, 11, Penang, and 17, Rockaway Princess. Race 6 is clear. Hawkesbury Race 7, 1, Bricks, 3, Destiny's Hero, 6, Flash Palace, 7, Culnera, 11, Welcome Art, 13, No Emotion, 14, One of the Kind, and 19, Tycoon Ma. And race 8, number 2, Agosto, 6, Resort, 13, Misty Summer, 14, Chosen Prince, and 18, Chief Kidder. They're the scratchings for Hawkesbury, so you've got all of the New South Wales meetings. We go to Caulfield. It's Memsey Stakes Day there. Fine and a good 4, and the rail is True. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Caulfield. Take out 7, Brian, 11, Mickey Blue Eyes, and 15, Tiara Star. Race 3, number 6, Special Diva. Race 4, number 10, Tarquin, and 11, New Tipperary. Race 5 from the McNeil. Take out 1, Dubious, number 1. Race 6, number 9, Everyday Lady, number 9. Race 7, number 12, Extreme Bliss, number 12. The Memsey Race 8 is clear. And Race 9, number 3, Hassan Eagle, 9, Longleaf, and 19, Rocks the Castle, 3, 9, and 19. They're the scratchings for Caulfield. Eagle Farm in Brisbane, let's see if they've gone final. It's a fine day up there, track is a good 4, and the rail is at 3 metres for Eagle Farm. Race 1, take out 11, She's a Singer, number 11. Race 2, number 6, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, 8, Invincible Gangster, and 10, Adora Dancer. Race 3, clear. Race 4, number 4, Sharanda, and 12, Baker's Dozen. Race 5, number 4, Apollo Boom, 7, Orvark, 8, Reckless Choice, and 11, Dissolution. Race 6 at Eagle Farm, 3, Patches, 7, Leshrac, 8, Contemptuous, 12, Zacthius, and the Emergencies, 15, 16, and 17. Race 7, 1, Pink Chanoi, 2, Umberto, 4, Smooth Hustler, 7, Bobby Axelrod, and 12, McEwen. Race 8, number 1, Kitto, 15, Rosmay, and the 16, Devil's Marbles, and the Emergencies, 18 and 19. 1, 15, 16, 18 and 19. And Race 9, 3, Torfic Boy, 7, Symphonic Dancer, 9, Impasse, 10, So Spirited, 11, Thy Kingdom Come, 14, Get Stuck In, and the Emergencies, 17, 20, and 23. They are the scratchings for Eagle Farm. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. They haven't gone in for them, but it's fine and a good 4. Maybe some showers through the day. The only 2 scratchings at this stage are Race 6, number 9, Turak Smock, and Race 8, number 10, Waikato Express, 6, 9, and 8, 10. So they are the scratchings for Morfordville Parks on a good 4. Peter Ellis will preview for our Sky Sport radio audience at 10:40 this morning. So they are all the scratchings for our programs. Joining us now is Chris Waller on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you, mate. It's been ages and ages. Obviously, today you just wanted to have a look at this track and see how it was.
Yeah. It's the starting point for a lot of horses, so it's a tricky time. The end of the prep, midway through the prep, you're willing to take risks and work out which horses will handle it, which ones don't. There's some unknowns there. There's some horses there that we know don't handle it and probably still need to run. So quite a tricky morning.
Yeah, it certainly is, and trying to get organised as well with different owners and trying to sort out what you're going to scratch and whatever. Race two, Chris Sillis, a fit horse, and Lady Cuvée at first up.
Yes, I think you've nailed it. Sillis, a horse like her, is going to come into contention today. Lightweight draw won't be a worry. Lady Cuvée is at risk being first up. I look back at through her form. I see a Warwick Farm one day. She ran third on a heavy track or something like that. I'd be a little bit guarded because of her fitness, but she's certainly come back well, and her placing in the Oaks suggests that she's going to be competitive in some nice races in the spring.
Race three, you got two there, if Devil's Lair and Adana.
Well, I'm sure Adana will get clear running today. There's been a few scratches, and I'll be searching for the best part of the track. But will that make him run faster? Who knows? So it's not ideal when you're going off two unlucky runs onto a very wet track. But obviously, when you're due to win, you know the horse. What more can I say?
Yeah, the only positive is his best run was his win was on a soft track. I know soft and heavy are different, but there's a chance he could handle it.
Yeah, he should. He should. And Devil's Lair, he's won on a heavy track as well. And he's no superstar, but this time of the year, especially a day like this, a horse like Hidden can win.
Humboldt Current looks well placed. You know, back from an 84 to Sydney, he's got some clockwise form. He's third up. I think there's a bit to like about him today.
Yeah, and he looks a progressive horse. So I agree with what you're saying. And his run at Flemington last start was on quite a wet track. Maybe not quite as testing as today, but nonetheless, he got through it really well, and he's done a treat since being back at Rose Hill.
What do you want to tell us about your stayers in race six? There's a team of them there, and how do you isolate them?
Karzoff's a wet tracker, and although he hasn't run for 5 or 6 weeks, he has had a trial in between. Come Play With Me, it looks like he's got really good wet track form. He'll race on the pace and did have that trial in Sydney, so I'd say that Western Australian fitness will still be there with him for sure. So you win, get through it, but he was a beaten favourite when he last ran on it. It was over 2,000 metres, and you remember that day, or you might have been away, he got to the front and sort of got worn down. I don't think he actually got 2,000, so that's my query about a 1,900 on a wet track, but he certainly will get through the conditions. My winning machine, I don't think the track's a concern, but obviously first up is, and he's sort of had a similar, I guess, prep to Karzoff, but probably not quite as fit as Karzoff, so I'd be a bit wary about him. Wigop's a swimmer and had the benefit of the run 2 weeks ago. Savakul, she's got wet track form, but probably not quite the class of a horse like Wigop, and then Dagny, probably in a similar boat to Savakul, so that's how I see them when I assess the race. I'd be leaning towards Wigop. So You Win, Come Play With Me, and Karzoff. And sometimes I get it right. Most of the time I get it wrong.
race 7, Reformist. Big odds, but it didn't look a fluke at Warwick Farm.
No, it was a good run. And he's a colt that's going to get better with more racing. And just looking at him, I had to assess, well, are you going to handle it, are you not? He just looks to me as a, don't take this the wrong way, as a lighter, athletic type of horse, rather than a big, heavy colt, which might struggle. So I just think his athleticism and fitness might see him handle it.
Okay. And so Taken, I don't think she's badly placed there now.
Yeah, she gets through the conditions no problem. A few scratchings is going to help take the pressure out of the race, and she certainly deserves a lot of respect.
Can I just ask you about one in Melbourne, Knight's Watch? He just seems to be really well.
Yeah, he's trialled well, in behind all the right horses up here in Sydney, and he went back down after that trial, and yeah, he from memory, he's drawn really well, claiming a couple of kilos. He's a decent horse, so certainly worth watching.
For sure. Good luck today.
Chris, thanks. Chris, can you afford us another couple of minutes? Only because it's the first time we haven't chatted, we've chatted on air for a while. How are the Perth horses doing? We've seen Enticing Star and Arcadia Queen. How are they prepping up for you?
Really well. They came across in good shape, lovely horses, plenty of ability, and just, we had plenty of time just to work them out. Can't fault them. I'd say they'll both race, I think, the 14th of September. I'd prefer to keep them apart, maybe run one in the Scirocco, one in the CO Marks. But there's also the provision to keep one back the following week, I think, for the Concord over 1,100. So the next week we'll start to intensify their work, another trial, et cetera. And, I'm really happy with them. And Arcadia Queen will hopefully progress through to the Golden Eagle, which is working out to be an interesting race.